们看看提摩太前书第五章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章第一节开始。
1 Timothy chapter 5 from verse 1.
到第八节。
To verse 8.
提摩太前书第五章第一节到第八节，我们可以用起音的方式来念这几节的经文，299面，新约圣经299面。
We will read first responsively in Chinese Bible.
找到吗？第五章。跟提摩太前书第五章第一节到第八节。提摩太前书第五章第一节到第八节。不可言治老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要亲亲切切的，要尊敬那真为寡妇的。寡妇有儿女或有子孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中卸作行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。那独居无靠真为寡妇的，是仰赖神昼夜不住的祈求祷告。但那好厌乐的寡妇正活着的时候也是死的。这些事你要嘱咐他们，叫他们无可指责。人若不看顾亲疏，就是背了正道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。我们继续仍然打开圣经。今天我们知道我们特别一年一次的所谓尊敬老人的这个主日。
Today we have a special once a year service for our seniors.
有时候我是请外面的讲员来讲道。
Sometimes we have guest speakers from outside of church.
但是他老是讲不到，讲不中，讲不到我们心里面的事情。
But sometimes our guest speakers may not speak to our hearts about seniors.
有时候我想心里面想，他盼望能够讲一些对老人家怎么样对待老人家的事情，对不对？
Because we'd like to speak about matters closer to our seniors.
我们感谢神，有些教会他们真的每一年里面都有一个节期，特别是为长辈们所设立的。
And we thank God that we have this special occasion just to remember our seniors.
为什么没有敬老？我们敬老的原因是什么呢？
So what is the reason and the source for showing respect to our seniors?
很奇妙，在旧约圣经里面曾经出现这样的一个字眼。
There is actually an example in the Old Testament.
首先，你发现了。敬老是圣经里面的教训。
First and foremost, we realize that respect for the elders and the seniors is a teaching in the Bible.
利未记十九章告诉我们，Leviticus.
Leviticus
十九章告诉我们。
Chapter 19.
摆法人的面前你要站起来，看到吗？
Because you will stand in the presence of those who are silver-haired.
也要尊敬老人。
And you will respect the elderly.
接下去是什么呢？
On,
又要敬畏你的神。
And you will honor your God.
你看啊，敬畏神跟敬畏老尊敬老人连下去说要敬畏神是很有关系的。
You will notice the order that it was spoken. First to honor your elders and honor your God.
意思说你敬畏尊敬长辈是敬畏神的一个基础啊，看到吗？
In other words, showing honor to the seniors is a foundation for honoring God.
好像我们要智慧，首先你要敬畏神，因为敬畏神是智慧的开始，对不对？
In the same manner, wisdom is founded on honoring God.
所以敬畏老，这个尊敬老长辈也是敬畏神的一个基础之一。
And honoring seniors is also one foundation for honoring God.
这是圣经里面教导的，对不对？
And this is the teaching in the Bible.
也许今天我们的长辈，也许有些人没有来，很可惜，对不对？
It is a pity that many of our seniors are not here with us today.
又就是一年一度很难得的一个机会，对不对？
For this is a rare occasion once a year.
我们看见了，我们每一个人都会衰老。 对对。
But we also realize that every person goes on to age.
我们知道不知不觉我们哎呀在现在眼之间，以前我们少年，现在已经年长，已经壮年，已经老年了。
In a matter of time, a youth passes on to old age.
这个机会就是提醒我们说，就是说让我们有机会可以尊敬孝敬老人家，对不对？
So it makes even more important for us to have the opportunity.
我们也常常说老人家是我们家中一个非常的宝贝，对不对？会吗？
We also say that our parents and our elders are precious in our family.
我们会说家中有一宝，家中有一老，如同有一宝，对不对？
There is a saying in Chinese as if there is one elder, there is one treasure in the family.
我不知道你是不是赞同这句话，对不对？
I'm not sure if you fully agree to this.
你说哎呀，家中有一老那是累赘啊，会不会？
Others may think that if there is one elder, it is a burden.
但是你不要忘记了，有一天你也会像他。会过的过程当中也会慢慢衰老，对不对？
Let us not forget that one day we too will all be.
你想想看，这个老人家在家中里面为什么这么宝贝呢？
So why is it a treasure to have an elder in the family?
他把你养大了。
Because that person raised us as a.
那还不够。
Not only.
还有又把孙子养大了。
Also took care of the grandchildren.
如果这老人家神赐福给他长寿的话，又把曾孙又养大了，看到吗？
If God's grace allows for even longer, this person will continue to raise up great grandchildren.
而且他在家里面，他可以给孩子们很多宝贵的教导，对不对？
There are many precious teachings that can be handed down in the family.
在过去的时代里面，他们很喜欢说，跟老人家住在一起，对不对？
Older generations, it is common to have several generations live together.
他们几代可以同堂。
Many generations under the same roof.
意思说，他年少的人遇到难处时候，不晓得他们可以请教长辈的人，指导他们。
Younger people are there, and they can consult the seniors in the household.
所以我相信一件事情，长辈人对家中真的很大的贡献。
So these and many other examples show the many good things brought about by our seniors.
我们每次讲到这个家庭聚会的时候啊，
when we talk about our family worship,
我们很喜欢拿恋伯母这个家庭做个非常好的一个提醒。
And we often use Grandma Lian's family as a good example.
他说他们全家移民到北美的时候啊，
because when the whole family immigrated to United States,
从 baby 的一直到年长的。
From the babies that arrived, they're now adults.
全家移民，对不对啊？
The whole family.
站在飞机那个梯口上，就是一级一级这样上去，整家人在那边，从 baby 到成年人的。
Generations together, from the young to the older.
然后到北美洲开始生活。
And as they live here in North America,
那是很不容易的事情，对不对？
It was not easy to adapt.
年长的人在家里忙碌，在店里面忙碌啊。
And the older ones are busy with work.
连这个恋伯母就照顾这些小的，把他照顾他们啊。
And Grandma Lian had to take care of all the little ones.
现在他们都有家庭了啊，有孩子了。
And they all have children and families.
你想他的贡献是很大，对不对？
So we can see just how much she has.
所以每次你看到恋伯母，真的很有喜乐的心，明白
？And she has expressed so much joy.
也许她听不懂普通话，不过她心里面知道啊，她很有喜乐。
I believe she knows in her heart that she has full of joy.
这是非常宝贝的事情，我想大家都有这样的纪念，对不对啊
？And we all can see this beautiful expression of.
所以有时候记得老人家在家里面是个很好的宝贝，他不是累赘，明白吗？
And therefore, having a senior in the family is a treasure rather than a burden.
如果你是累赘的话，有一天我们会老，你的孩子嫌你是累赘，那就麻烦。
But because one day we too might get old and have to be taken care of.
所以为此，我们真是家中有老人家的，我们献上感恩的心。
So we'd like to offer thanksgiving for all the seniors here.
还有在圣经里面讲到一个非常好的例子。
And there's another very good example.
我讲到说，老人家不但是个人对家庭，甚至对社会国家。都有很好的贡献呢。
because there's many good deeds done by the seniors in their families and to society as a whole.
你知道圣经里面讲到一个这样的例子，在列王记上十二章告诉我们。
There's another example in 1 Kings chapter 12.
当时以色列国家到所罗门做王的儿子做王的时候啊。
That time Israel had the son of Solomon as the king.
到了所罗门王的儿子叫罗波安做王的时候，国家就开始分裂。
And during the reign of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon,
为什么会分裂呢？
The kingdom started to disintegrate.
有原因的。
There was a reason.
因为当时这个，因为所罗门那个时代里面呢、啊、
，Because during the reign of Solomon,
他们的用七年的时间建造圣殿。
They used 7 years to build the temple.
用13年的时间建造王宫。
And 13 more years to build the palace.
所以全后20年的时间，把国家的资源、国家的那些好的东西都用得差不多了。
So for the 20 years of building, they've consumed the resources of the kingdom.
所以老百姓的负担很重，那个税的负担是很重的。
So the taxes on the people were very heavy.
所以到所罗门的儿子罗伯安做王的时候啊
，And so when the son of Solomon, Rehoboam, reigned,
他就请教。所罗门以前那些留下的老人家、老臣仆。
So he went to consult the older generations who worked with his father Solomon.
这摆在我们国家面前是这样的事情，应该怎么样处理呢
？And he asked, "What should we do with our kingdom?"
而且这些老百姓还有耶罗波安，就是所罗门臣子回来了。耶罗波安要听错啊，就带着这些人向王现在的王反映这件事情，说你们应该减轻我的负担。
And because all the people felt the burden of the taxes, they were led by Jeroboam, not to be confused with Rehoboam. Jeroboam was an official in the reign of Solomon, and they came to ask for their burdens to be lifted.
罗伯安说给他三天考虑的时间。
And so Rehoboam asked for 3 days to consider their petition.
他就请教听那些老一代留下来的人说，我们应该怎么样对待国家目前这20多年来这资源快用完的时候，应该怎么样处理他们
？So the king Rehoboam consulted the elders that worked with his father Solomon how to address the issue of the heavy burden.
这些忠臣回答说，我们应该减轻他们的负担。
And the council of the elders advised Rehoboam to lift the burdens to the people.
这样的话，这十二个支派还是属于以色列的国家。
And the 12 tribes of Israel will continue to pay taxes.
然后呢，这个罗伯安这个年轻的王啊，他又请教那些跟他同时代的那些人。
So Rehoboam again sought for the advice of his own generation.
这些年轻人怎么样讲呢
？And the young people said,
我们继续加重老百姓的负担。
And they felt that they should increase the burden to the people.
最后，耶罗波安所罗门的儿子罗波安接纳了年轻一代的老这些臣啊，这些人的意见啊，加重老百姓的负担。
So in the end, King Rehoboam took the counsel of the younger generation and continued to increase the burden of taxes to the people.
这个国家马上分裂。
So immediately there was a disarray in the nation.
十个支派马上被分开了。
And all the tribes are split out.
剩下两个支派。
10 split out and 2 were left.
国家就分成南，你说犹大就分南北两国，南国叫犹大，北国叫以色列了。
And therefore, the whole kingdom was split into Judah and Israel.
以后常常打仗。
And then they were always at odds with each other.
这就是不听老臣。的那种意见所造成的后果了。
And here we can see the consequence of neglecting the advice of the seniors.
所以我们说，一个长辈不但对家庭有很大的贡献，甚至可以对国家也可以有很大的贡献。
So here we could see that the seniors and the elders are not only important to the family, but also to the nation.
而且老人家他有丰富人生的经验，对不对
？Because the elders and the seniors have a bountiful experience in life.
而经验是最好的导师。
And experience is the best teacher.
他可以指导年轻一代应该怎么样走，不会走错，不会走错路。
And these teachings can guide the younger generation.
好， 现在我们倒回提摩太前书第五章告诉我们
we turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 5、
啊、刚才我们讲到、啊、尊敬、啊、长老尊敬这个长辈的原因是因为圣经的教导、啊
so、first we spoke about、the reason why we respect the, honor the elders is because this is a biblical teaching
而且老人家也是家中国家一个很宝贵的人、啊、
and our seniors are important to the family and to the nation
他们有丰富的人生经验
and they have a wealth of real life experiences
怎么样去现在我们就讲怎么样去来这个、看待这个敬老的问题呢
so now we see how do we actually deal with respecting and honoring the seniors
保罗写信给提摩太、啊、
so when Paul wrote the letter to Timothy
提摩太是个年轻的人
now remember Timothy was a younger person
他开始牧养一个牧养教会、
and he was starting to pastor a church
他的经验也许不是很够很足够、
he was not quite experienced
也许他也不晓得怎么应付在教会里面的老年人寡妇的问题还有姐妹的问题
and perhaps Timothy was struggling with how to deal with the issues around his church with the elders and the widows and all the different members
所以保罗就特别写信给年轻的提摩太一个年长的传道人写信一个年轻的传道人告诉他怎么样对待你看下去了
so Paul the elder apostle wrote to Timothy
这里说第一节讲什么
verse 1
不可言责老年人
and he said、嗯、do not sharply rebuke an older man
要劝他如同父亲母亲对不对、啊、
But rather appeal to him as a father and to the younger men as brothers.
不可言责他们、啊、
And do not rebuke.
为什么人家会言责老人家呢
And why would you rebuke an older person?
也许他在年长、有一定的年岁以后啊，跑路也很慢啊，拿东西也不稳啊，也许做这样、做那样常常、会令到很不方便的事情发生，所以做子女的可能会言责这个老人家了。
Maybe because the older person is a bit slower in action, it may cause the younger men and children to rebuke the older people.
比如说，有些老人家在家吃饭时候，因为每次吃饭时候手都发抖，结果每次碗都掉地上，把碗打破了，对不对？
Or perhaps the older person is a bit unsteady and may have. Cause some trouble at home or broken a bowl.
结果做孩子们的看到心里面不高兴，对不对啊
？And the younger people might not be pleased with that.
他们就避免这个碗再打破，他们就做儿子的就做个爷客，你听过吗？做爷客做碗给老人家来使用。
Yeah, and some people go to the extreme or. Providing coconut husk as unbreakable bowls for the elderly.
所以就这样的对待老人家，对不对啊
？And that's how they treat the seniors.
有一天，他这个做儿子看到他的儿子。
Now, as this man grows older, his own children.
他看到孩子也就在专门做那个爷客碗，在那边做那个爷客碗。
Will be making the same coconut bowl.
爸爸问他：“你为什么做这个碗呢？”
And you would ask, why are you, my son, making this bowl?
那爸爸等你老的时候，我也用这个碗来孝敬你了。
And his own son might say, it is for you when you get older, Dad.
所以你看有影响的，你看到吗？你怎么样对待父母亲，以后孩子也怎么样对待你，有影响的。
So we could see the consequence of how you treat your parents and how your children will treat you.
所以这里提摩太讲得很好，不可言责老年人，对不对？
So in 1 Timothy, it was very clearly stated, do not sharply rebuke the older.
我们就再讲下去了。
Further down.
这里我们没有讲少年的人，对不对？没有讲这个少年的妇女。我们继续讲下去，就讲到他们应该做什么事情呢？第三节告诉我们，对不对
？We skip down to.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节说有几个字说，怎么样去对待这个？要学着行孝。报答亲恩，看到吗？
Let them practice piety in regard to their own family.
行孝，报答亲恩。
And to return to their parents.
啊，这个是。
Make the same return to the parents.
学习行孝，怎么去报答父母，对不对？
So how you show honor is making a return to your parents.
父母养育儿女的缘故，对不对？啊。
Because the parents raise up the children.
这是圣经给我们教导说，学说行孝，报答亲人。
They have to learn to practice and honor their parents.
我知道这是很看起来好像很不容易的事情，对不对？啊。
It seems on the surface not an easy task.
因为你看现在有时候一些家庭里面他只有一个孩子，对不对？
Because, many families today have one child.
太疼这个孩子啊。
Too spoiled.
结果长大之后，他真的不会晓得怎么样去学习去孝敬他的父母的。
And may not have the chance to learn how to show and practice piety to the parents.
你看今天很多悲剧发生，对不对？
Many tragedy happen.
有个家庭，他的孩子二高中毕业没有念大学，二十岁了，父母亲爱他。
The only child might not be able to find work.
然后父母亲很爱他。
And the parents still love the child.
拿了几万块买部车给他。
And would buy a nice car.
这个孩子长得很好，长得很好，对不对？
The child is well brought up.
结果去外面学了不好的东西，学打 game 啊那些，花了很多钱，对不对？
But
was influenced
by many things. In the surrounding area and lost some money through video games.
他有一个很坏的念头。
There's a bad impression.
他就想怎么样才能够拿到钱。
And he started to think about how to get more money.
结果怎么样呢？
And in the end,
回家先把老爸干掉了。
And went back home and got rid of the father.
再来杀他的母亲。
And then the mother.
但是他母亲受伤的时候，孩子他讲，我那边还有钱，你拿去用好了。
And when the mother was suffering from wounds, she told the son there is more money in the house.
然后告诉他说，你能够逃就尽量逃，不要再回来。
And the mother even said, if you need to escape, escape now and do not come back.
你看见吗？
So do you see the tragedy?
当然后来当最后就被警察抓到了嘛。
In the end, of course, the son and was guilty and was caught by the police.
警察问他：“你为什么要杀你的父母呢？”
And was asked, "Why did you took the lives of your parents?"
他说：“我要承受我父母的财产。”
Because he wanted to get the inheritance of the parents.
父母的财产将来不是你的吗？
But in the end, he would have gotten the inheritance.
第一，他输了钱，没有钱；第二，他等不及了。
Because first he lost money through gambling, and second he was impatient.
所以你看这种风气啊，影响到很多很多。
So these kinds of bad influence.
今天你打开报纸一看的时候，你看到两个很大的标题，看到吗？
You will see these in the newspapers.
一个是北京的，跑到 Austin, Texas, Austin, 杀他的女朋友。
There was one example. Someone from Beijing went to Austin and murdered the girlfriend.
另外是在 Illinois, 那个男的还是念博士的吧？把他女朋友杀死了。
And another one in the news article, a PhD candidate in Illinois also took the life of his girlfriend.
所以你看这些富二代，伊州、伊诺州、德州，发生这些人在这些人身上，跟家庭都很有关系的，对不对
？So we could see many of these strategies in many different states across the United States happening.
圣经给我们很好的教导。
And yet the Bible has given us this good teaching.
不可言辞老年人。
Do not rebuke the senior people.
我们要学着行善，
And let us learn to walk uprightly.
呀，报答亲恩。
And to repay our parents.
下面句话说，在神面前是可悦纳的，在神面前是可喜蒙喜悦的，对不对？
And it is followed by this verse.Phrase in verse 4 that this is acceptable in the sight of God.
第八节也告诉我们
Verse 8.
人若不看顾亲疏，就是背了正道，对不对？
Yeah, but if anyone does not care for his household, is denying the faith.
比不信的人还不好。
And is worse than the unbeliever.
不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
So those who do not provide for their own family is the same.
就是我们尽责。照顾家里的长辈，对不对？
And it is our obligation to care for our own household.
我结做结论的时候，我想到耶稣基督，他这是给我们一个很好的榜样。身为人子，给我们一个非常好的榜样。
As a conclusion, we look to the example of the Lord Jesus Christ as a Son of Man.
你想耶稣基督在被钉死在十字架上的时候，他要讲的话不是很多限制吗？对不对？
Imagine when Jesus was hanging on the cross, the words that he had spoken were very limited.
你想想看，十字架里面的七句话里面，你要讲什么话呢？
And of the seven last words, what would he have spoken?
他怎么样讲？
And he said,
他想念他的母亲。
He cared for his mother.
他把他母亲托付给他的门徒约翰。
And he committed his mother to his disciple John.
他约翰，看你的母亲。
And he said to John, see your mother.
母亲。看你的儿子。
And he said to his mother, "Mother, here is your son."
耶稣基督本身为人子，还尽做儿子的责任呢，啊，照顾他的母亲。
And so when Jesus himself was a man, he fulfilled his responsibility as a son towards his mother.
那给我们一个非常好的榜样。
And that was a good example.
你不要说信耶稣是不孝，没有这样的道理，对不对？
And as a believer, we are not excused from this.
耶稣给我们一个很好的榜样。
And the example is in the life of Jesus.
求求帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们不是说单单一年当中，只是纪念说，只是说一个说敬老主日，但我们每一天的日常生活当中，在我们生活当中，有长辈在家里面的，我们写着圣经的教训，去照顾抚养他们。
And it is not, we should not limit ourselves to once a year celebration of remembering our seniors, but we live this day after day.
有圣经说。这在神面前是神所悦纳、神所喜悦的。
Because the Bible says, "This is acceptable in the sight of God."
我们求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us join our hearts in prayer.
我们请翻译祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, humbled by your teachings, and humbled by the experiences, and the examples of our seniors. Our elders, our parents, and our grandparents, our great-grandparents, for those fortunate to live with them. Lord, we pray that you will continue to keep your teachings in our heart, not only in moments of convenience, on occasions, but in living through our lives day after day, that we would care for them and look after them and be accepting of their frailties. And accepting of their old age. And we treasure them, Lord, in our midst for the time that you have given them to influence our lives and to teach us and help us to teach our children. We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，谢谢。好，我们唱首。